With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. For the second day in a row, Montana reported more than 300 lab-confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus. The Missoula City County Health Department reported 32 cases today, adding its monitoring more than 1,000 people who were in close contact with known cases. Missoula also reported 28 new cases since Wednesday among University of Montana students and staff, for a total of 76 active cases. UM administrators say group activities where people aren't wearing masks or social distancing are largely responsible for the uptick. School administrators say safety protocols like social distancing, masking up, and using hand sanitizer are working to keep the virus at bay in most classrooms. The Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Office said today 6 county jail staff and 1 inmate tested positive. That's on top of 2 initial cases discovered earlier this week. There are roughly 2,700 people ill with COVID-19 in the state. Petroleum County is the only county in the state that has not seen at least 1 case of COVID-19. A federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration's leading steward on public lands has been serving unlawfully and blocked him from continuing in the position. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris said today that U.S. Bureau of Land Management Acting Director William Perry Pendley was never confirmed to the post by the U.S. Senate and served unlawfully for 424 days. Montana's Democratic governor had sued to remove Pendley, saying the former oil industry attorney was illegally overseeing an agency that manages almost 250 million acres of land, primarily in the U.S. West. Firefighters are working to contain the 20,000-acre Gas Flats fire, burning in grass, brush, and timber 15 miles southeast of Custer in Rosebud County. The Gas Flats fire exploded overnight, driven by winds. Multiple air tankers and helicopters were working with 225 personnel to get this lightning-caused fire contained before a red flag warning tomorrow could create more wind-driven runs. No evacuations have been ordered and no livestock or structures have been lost. A critical fire weather warning is in effect for South Central and Southeast Montana from noon to 9 p.m. tomorrow. The Blackfeet Tribal Business Council is imposing a 14-day lockdown as COVID-19 cases surge on the reservation. The tribe's business council said yesterday the shutdown would begin Sunday at midnight. Statewide, Montana reported another 323 confirmed cases today and 5 more deaths. State health officials have said reopening schools and colleges have contributed to an increase in cases. A Montana judge has struck down a voter-enacted law that restricted third-party collection of absentee ballots. District Judge Jessica Fair said today that the Ballot Interference Prevention Act exacerbated barriers many rural Native Americans face in voting. Tribal members often rely on ballot collection and delivery because they have difficulties getting to the post office or polling stations. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU of Montana, and the Native American Rights Fund challenged the law in March and were granted a restraining order to block its enforcement during the June primary election. After a hearing earlier this month, Fair struck down the law. I'm Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Madeline Broom. Montana Republican lawmakers are pushing forward with rule changes for the legislature that could tip the balance of power in some interim committee decisions and change the way new rules for statehouse operations are set. Democrats are calling foul and threatening a lawsuit over what they're calling a power grab. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kevin Trevlin reports.
Republican members of the Joint House and Senate Rules Committee are polling the entire Montana legislature on 3 new rules to govern their actions. Republican Representative Derek Skies of Kalispell said one of the proposed rule changes would provide lawmakers more power to check what he calls unconstitutional actions by the executive branch.
If we pass it and it goes to the body of the whole, and the body of the whole passes it, it allows your state legislature to finally have a voice in the unilateral mandates that have been passed down without consulting us.
In an interview with YPR after the committee meeting, Skies said Republicans are frustrated with directives from Democratic Governor Steve Bullock during the pandemic to allow all mail ballot elections, direct federal aid funds, and close school doors. Democrats refused to participate in Thursday's meeting, which Democratic Representative Kim Dudick of Missoula condemned.
And there's absolutely no excuse for this group's attempt through an illegitimate process without precedent to create rules that allow the legislature to ignore Montana law.
A Montana Democratic Party spokesperson says the party will move forward with a lawsuit against Republican committee members' move to change the legislature's rules. A legislative attorney says there are ambiguities in state law as to what actions the committee can take. Lawmakers have until October 9th to respond to the poll on proposed rule changes. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
Montana State University celebrated American Indian Heritage Day today with a guest lecture from Henrietta Mann, a nationally recognized Cheyenne elder. It was part of celebrations on campuses across the state. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
American Indian Heritage Day is meant to be a day for all Montanans to reflect on and celebrate the cultures and heritages of the first people on this land.
The Constitution says that all Montanans should have an education as it relates to the peoples that were here first.
That's Henrietta Mann, an enrolled member of the Cheyenne Arapaho tribes who spoke at MSU's celebration over Zoom. She was the first full-time director of American Indian Studies at the University of Montana, the first endowed chair in Native American Studies at MSU, and a founder of MSU's Council of Elders, which helps guide the university's policies on American Indian education. Mann commended Montana's Office of Public Instruction for developing Indian Education for All and MSU's plans for an American Indian Hall. But she said more needs to be done in education to help counter the vanishing Indian myth. She said mainstream America doesn't recognize that indigenous people are still very much here.
Invisibility actually is a form of racism when you pretend that someone doesn't exist. And so I feel that that is what is happening to us today.
Mann's guest lecture followed a week of events on university campuses across the state. In Missoula, at the University of Montana campus, events included Rock Your Mox Day, a procession of tribal flags, communal meals, and a lodge raising. At Montana State University Billings, members of the Crow and Northern Cheyenne tribes talked about language and culture and COVID-19 in Indian country. MSUB and MSU also hosted fashion shows, displaying clothing and masks created by Native designers. The first American Indian Heritage Day was held in 1997. It was fixed as the last Friday in September in 2009. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
This is MTPR.